This is episode 1017. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I hope all is well your way, and I want to welcome you to part one of a brand new meditation series we'll be exploring throughout this entire week. So this is going to be a seven-part meditation series on our theme this week is stress breakthroughs. How to break through some of the top stress triggers, such as challenges with your mindset, physical body, relationships, productivity, all kinds of challenges you may have, and how to use meditation technique to create some stress breakthroughs for you. And I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And as I mentioned, our theme this week is breaking through stress challenges. So stress breakthroughs. And in today's very first episode, I'm going to share with you your very first stress breakthrough technique. And this is going to be more of getting yourself ready, putting some closure on the past week and the past few days you may have experienced stress. And so putting some closure on that and getting you nice and fresh for today's meditation and this week's meditation series. So go ahead, and if you're getting ready to meditate, settle yourself in. Now, I know you may not yet be to the point of meditation, and that is fine, because one of the main reasons I share meditation techniques here on the podcast is because I know that we all start somewhere on our slow down journey. It's not always easy to sit down and just instantly be meditating if you've never really given it much thought on how it feels to experience stillness in your body. So I'm going to be sharing with you techniques that you can do as you go about your day, as you work, as you take care of your family, when you're right in the midst of your most stressful moments. You can do these techniques as tools to help you manage your stress triggers. And if you already do meditate, these techniques help to take your meditation to the next level. They help to keep your meditation ritual dynamic. So, the technique I encourage you to do today, as you get ready to begin a brand new stress breakthrough series, is to consider where you experienced the most harmony in your week. So in your current situation, where are you experiencing the most harmony in your life? This changes as the events in our life change, as we evolve. Right now, where are you experiencing the most harmony? Things are going pretty well for you in this area of life. It could be your work or your health or relationships or your general state of contentment. You could just feel pretty good these days. Just take note where you're experiencing the most harmony. And you may think, I am not experiencing much harmony anywhere in my life because I'm dealing with this big challenge. Well, in that case, you might need to think seriously about how it's not all disharmony, how there are moments of harmony in your day, even if as you walk, you notice somebody did something really unique in their yard or to their building. Or the store you go to, there's always someone there who's really helpful and smiles at you. Think of where you notice harmony in your life. And then think about where you currently experience disharmony, moments of stress, or maybe even you could be experiencing a condition that you might classify as chronic stress, a challenge that is ongoing, stress that seems to continue day in and day out, and you might not even be sure how to manage it or what to do about it. Just notice, become aware, and don't go too much into the emotions of the stress. Just for now, just notice, yep, it's there. This is really uncomfortable for me, or I feel hurt or frightened or anxious about this certain event in your life. Just notice it. See what comes up, and as you consider the stress in your life, just look at it as though you're analyzing it from afar. Imagine yourself peering down under a microscope. Really use your imagination, bring it to life, and imagine examining your stress and thinking, it seems to be coming from this source, or when this happens, this seems to trigger it. Just examine your stress in a way where you don't feel too personally attached to it. Examine it from many angles. You could think about how long it's been going on. Maybe somebody who's causing it seems to be the source of your stress. And it might not even be a situation you can really do anything about. It might be something you may need to work around in order to manage it. Just notice. Not placing any blame. Just notice your stress. And now, that's it. Acknowledge that you have stress in your life, and you also have moments of harmony, no matter what's going on in your life. People have been in extenuating circumstances, such as prisoners of war, or horrible events have happened to them. And yet, when they look back, they will say, even though this was going on, there was still this one thing that I looked forward to each day. Even though it was something very simple, it just gave me hope. So this is all I want you to do today. Just become aware of your current situation. And then go into some stillness. Let go of your thoughts. Just let go and see if you can experience stillness within yourself. We'll be exploring techniques beginning tomorrow to help you manage your stress. First, it's important for you to become aware of it. So sit gently with yourself, giving yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing. And if you'd like to be guided in a daily meditation, a half-hour customized meditation, you can find those at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I leave a guided meditation, a brand new one every day. You also get access to over 1,000 meditations, a journal customized for each weekly series, as well as a guide with all the different techniques I share in each series organized nicely for you so you never forget what was the breathing technique, what was the affirmation, what was the herbal tea. That's all organized for you. And you also get a private Facebook group. So I encourage you, if you'd like to go a little deeper with meditation or even learn how to meditate, you can find that again at sipandom.com. But for now, you are doing fantastic simply by attuning yourself to the different techniques of meditation as you take part in a stress breakthrough series. I honor you for what you're doing for yourself, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.